Welcome. We are at Clinton Central High School, home of the Bulldogs. Thank you, and we welcome you to today's education-based school varsity basketball game. Afternoon, it's going to be Clinton Prairie Gophers at 6 wins, 0 losses on the season against the Tipton Blue Devils. 7 wins, 0 losses on the season. And this is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins from Tipton, basketball coach, fifth year, 71-33. We'll also mention his coach, Chad Beckenpaw, Clinton Prairie Gophers, 72-27. So in his fifth year, respectable school. We'll talk a little bit about pregame, and we'll mention a bit about what's happening. We'll mention this. And here today, Tipton and Clinton Prairie begin about 1:30 p.m. Now the clock ticking down, 6:25 on the pregame. The tip-off here shortly. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll mention for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. The Prairie Gophers back home, they have a gymnasium size, 1,500. And then their enrollment is 353. Their class 2A, sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. Sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Lafayette Central Catholic High School will seat comfortably 2,028. Mentioned in their sectional is Clinton Prairie. The Gophers are currently 6 wins, 0 losses. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they're 4-2. Seager, the Patriots, are 6-2. Carroll, the Cougars, are 4-2. Oracles, they're 2-8. Vincent Trojans, they're 6-6. Principal at Clinton Prairie High School is Kirsten Clark. Athletic director is the basketball coach, Chad Peckinpah. Athletic secretary is Clarice Good. Clinton Prairie High School is located at 2400 Road, 450 West. Thank Indiana, 46041. Dialed in by telephone at 765-59-3305. Web, you can find him at cpgophers.com. For the color scheme of red and black, perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Are 9 teams in the Hoosier Heartland. They are Clinton Prairie. 2 wins, 0 losses thus far in the conference. 6-0 overall. Tri-Central. Coaches are also 2-0. They're 6-2. Carroll. The Carroll Cougars are 1-0. They're 4-2 overall. Taylor. The Titans. 1-0. They're 6-3 overall. So that at Eastern. The Eastern Comets are 1-1. They're 5-4 overall. Rossville. The Rossville Hornets. 1-2. They're back there 1-1, 4-6 overall. Everton, the Blackhawks are 1-2. They're 3-3 overall. And Central, 0-2. They're 1-6 presently. And the Oracles are 0-3. They're 2-7 overall. We'll remind you, the Clinton Prairie Gophers are 6 wins, 0 losses on the season. 2 wins, 0 losses in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Head coach is Chad Peckinpah. Chad Peckinpah, 72 wins, 7 losses. Team in here number 5 at Clinton Prairie. Game on the agenda for Clinton Prairie after this tournament. The Clinton Prairie Gophers will travel Northwestern to battle with the Tigers. That'll be Saturday, January 6th and 7:30 p.m. I will talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils back home, they have a school, I should say a gym capacity of 3,050. A school enrollment at 454. Class 2A, sectional 39. 7 in their sectional. Sectional will happen at Tipton High School. Their sectional, they're 7-0. Ackford, 4-4. Eastern, 5-4. Addison Grant, 2-5. Brook, 10-4. Taylor, 6-3. Wood, 3-5. Principal at Tipton High School, Blake Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director is Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street. Tifton, Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-757-4431. On the web, it's TiftonAthletics.com. For the Colors, blue and white, performing the Hoosier Conference. For nine in that conference, we'll mention current standings are like this. Division. Then you're 1-0, 7-0. Then Heights, 1-0, they're 3-5. And two, Eastern, they're 3-6 overall. Northwestern, 0-1, they're 6-2 overall. The West Division of the Hoosier Conference. And Lakes, 1-0, they're 7-3 overall. And Central, they're 1-0, they're 5-3 overall. Central Catholic, they're 0-0, they're yet to play an opponent. Opponent will happen on January 6th at Rensselaer Central. At Lafayette, they're 0-1. They're 5-4 overall. But by the Rensselaer Central Bombers. Remind you, Tipton Blue Devils, currently 7 wins, 0 losses. They're in the East Division. They're 1-0 in the East. Mentioned the coach is Cliff Hawkins, 71 wins, 3 losses. That's in his 5th year at Tipton. We're all 43rd year as a varsity head basketball coach. 168 wins, 392 losses. Take to the next game for Tipton after this tournament. Mention it's going to be, I take that back, it's going to be Tipton. They win this ball game, go on and play tomorrow. About how that's going to be, there's going to be some differences a little bit of adjustment here in this tournament. We'll hope to know that soon. And ready to play basketball, 36 seconds rolling down. Both teams are in their respective huddles. The music is blaring. It sounds good. Pretty good atmosphere. Basketball. Right here. Nice facility. Clinton Central, they're going through a change outside. I said, what? They are renovating. They are looking real nice. Warm and welcome atmosphere to be here at Clinton Central. You walk in, perforated vinyl. As you walk in, that means you can see the perforated vinyl, but it's hard to see in. They're going to mention starting lineups here. I'm sure they've had a national anthem for the first game, and we're going to mention starting lineups for this game: Tipton and Clinton Prairie. For Clinton Prairie would be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Number 4, 6'4" junior, Jake McGraw. Wearing number 15, 6'3" junior, Ryan Harshbarger. Number 22, 5'11" senior, Jacob Wilson. Number 23, 6'4" senior, Caden Davis. And wearing number 30, 6'3" senior, Payne Warlacher. The head coach is Chad Peckinpah. Out for the Tipton Blue Devils. Start like this. Wearing number 3, 6'6" junior, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, 6'2" junior, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12, at 6'4" senior, Ryan Tracy. And wearing number 23, 6' senior, Jackson Money. They'll wear number 23. So the Blue Devils get ready to tip off with Clinton Prairie. Prairie, pretty good size team. They got an average. Good average is some height right there. Jumping up center. The Blue Devils are huddled up. They're going to adjourn that huddle. Going to jump it up for Clinton Prairie. It'll be number 23, Caden Davis, 14 senior. Jumping up against junior, 6'6". Then Blue Devils, Grady Carpenter. Going to blow the whistle. Here comes the toss. Tip to the backcourt picked up by the Blue Devils. 127 on the wristwatch. To the front court, Nolan Swan. The right side behind the arc. They go to the corner with it to Tracy back there at Carpenter. Or to the left side, Sam Quigley. And around the perimeter, there's Tracy. Going to be guarded loose in there by Ford McGraw. Back out top, but looking down low. Jackson Money in the paint. Turnaround jumper is good. Jackson Money, 2 points. Nothing. Contest. Into the front court, Clinton Prairie Gophers. Number 4, Jake McGraw. McGraw going to toss it adjacent to backcourt. Front court, they'll bounce pass. We're going inside. Shot taken is cycled by Nolan Swan, the direction of working down low. Put back was good, credit the bucket, and Tracy, the initial shot there, wouldn't go. That was Jackson Money. Payne working cross-court pass, taking to the front court on the bounce. Back cross-court skip pass for McGraw. Jake McGraw to the corner. Point shot good. Head at the bucket. 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Three contest. Blue Devils by one. It's in the front court. In the back out top. Dribble right. Couple of dribbles working there. Katie Carpenter now back out top. He's going to pop a three. Straight away, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Ryan Tracy. New chance at the rim. The front court, same possession. 6:33 on the game clock. Corner, Sam Quigley. Get back out. Running back right there. He goes free throw line. Kicks to the corner. Pixie. She shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound put back. Trying to, out of the rebound was Jackson Money. He tipped out of bounds. Going to be last touch by the Prairie Gophers. Bring it in. Up to the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. To the corner, Sam Quigley. Quigley for three. Right corner baseline. 7-3 contest. Late, I should say the Blue Devils in front. 12 on the game clock. In the back court, they're going to call over and back. They're going to call a palming violation. Bring the ball inside court. It's going to be the Blue Devils. He brought in Jackson Money, flattens you to backcourt, Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline. He'll pass it right side. Nolan Swan will dribble in to the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Opposite corner this time. And Quigley for three. And three contest at 55 on the game clock. Working back and forth. Going to work to forth right here. Jake McGraw going to dribble across the timeline. Going to be reached in. He tipped away. And it's finally going to be picked up in the backcourt. Clinton Prairie. And they're going to call a timeout. Timeout called there by Coach Chad Peckinpah. Take a 30-second timeout. 5:46 left the first quarter. Three contests. Blue Devils in front. We do thank you for tuning in. Mission. Game is in part brought to you by Clifton Fishers. At Tom. Clifton Fishers. Woolsville and Fishers. Quality cars. Trucks. SUVs. Preferred low mileage. One owner automobile in Fishers, 599 East 116th Street. You can dial them there at 317-842-2228. In Nobleville, along State Road 32, 17773-2232. That's KristenFishers.com. So looking inbound the basketball, it's going to be brought in Clinton Prairie. Side court, Jason to the scores bench. And in the back court, brought in right there, Lane Lohorlacher. Then to Jake McGraw. Cross-court pass in the front court. Beat the press. They'll get back out to work the basketball. Jim Wilson, he'll drive the lane. Left-handed shot off the glass. Finger roll, if you will, off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. Wilson, 10-5 contest. To the corner, bring it back out. Blue Devils in the front court. On the dribble, out top, Sam Quigley. To the corner, they'll work it back around. That's Tracy. Ryan Tracy, 6'4", senior. Out top, Eddie Carpenter. Get outside the arc, going to be a bounce pass. Trying to get it in. Sam Quigley trying to get a bounce pass in on the baseline. Jackson Money is tipped out of bounds by Clinton Prairie. Could be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. Going to toss it in low. Going to be an alley-oop pass in the paint. Two-point shot good. Jackson Money. 12-5 contest. 5:06 clock moving. First quarter here at Clinton Central. Clinton Central holiday term. We're going to outside the arc, Jacob. Shot short off the rim. That was Jake McGraw. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound tipped him into the timeline. But gets it down inside. Ryan Tracy. Pitch from out top. Grady Carpenter. Tracy cutting through the hoop. Going to be a foul with him. The first foul in this contest. And to the free throw line is Ryan Tracy. And he'll shoot two. So Ryan Tracy, first shot good. One foul here, a cumulative. Clinton Prairie here in the first quarter. In a breather for Clinton Prairie is 30, Lane Horlacher. Second shot for Tracy, also good. Ball game for Horlacher is number three, Alex Dean, put an in senior. 44 on the game clock. We're going to see the timeline. Thank you. Jake McGraw lost the handle, picked up there by Quigley. He'll work it inside. Carpenter, spin move in the paint, take a short shot in the paint, two-point bucket. Carpenter, 16-5 concept. In the front court, going to be a kick violation. Go out of bounds. That's going to be be brought back in. Blue Devils with a right there, purposely. They'll get it to the front court. Clinton Prayer brought in, 22, Jacob Wilson. Devils going to pick up a foul. Be their first foul in the contest. Could be brought back in. Clinton Prayer right there, close. Too close, Coach Cliff Hawkins. Passes to the backcourt. Jake McGraw on the dribble. They'll work the right side to move the basketball. Jacob Wilson. They'll work it back in. Back to Wilson. It's a spin move. Going to get it outside the arc. Moving to the corner. They'll work it down low off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. That's a shot, 23, Caden Davis. 16-7 contest. Blue Devils in front. We're going to see the front court on the walk. Carpenter out front. They'll work it back to Tim Quigley. Back to Carpenter. And Tracy on the baseline. And kick it back out to Carpenter. And Carpenter going to take a shot. Going to lodge. Lodge right there between the backboard and the rim. It's an alternate possession type of penalty for that happening. It's a rare thing to happen. I see two or three of them in a season if you watch the whole season, if that many. So they give the ball back to Clint Prairie, alternate possession arrow. Brought to the front court. Back to the corner, off the corner baseline. They work it back around. Jacob side the paint. Shot would go. Rebound put back. Rebound there. But Dean, they'll work it back around to get a second opportunity in the front court at the rim. Clinton Prairie, they're working around. Dean, going to dribble up top. He'll work it right side with the basketball. Jackson Money picking up Jake McGraw. McGraw going to go baseline. They'll work the ball back around inside the arc. Straight away, three-point shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken there, 22, Jacob Wilson. And Prairie rebounds the basketball, puts it back up and in. At the bucket, Ryan Harshberger. Barger for two. 16-9 contest. Blue Devils by 7. 0-8 on the game clock. First quarter. Game number 2 here today at Clinton Central. They'll work it down low. Ryan Tracy. They push it back out. Sam Quigley. Edwards dribble. Hynar. They get it back to Carpenter. Carpenter picks up the dribble. Works to the left side. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims out for Jackson Money. Turnaround put back. Wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Rebound secured. Graw, he wears number 4 here, walking to the timeline at a slow dribble pace. See a substitution for Clinton Prairie here momentarily. Prairie 20, Nick Ewing ball game for Clinton Prairie. He's at the scores bench. So we're going to pick it up, elbow left side, and we're going back around. 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Here's dribble the lane. He's going to go outside the lane in the underhanded layup left side of the rim. That's number 22, Jacob Wilson. Clinton Prairie, 16-11. Front court. They work it out top. Nolan Swan. No dribble. Drive the lane. Didn't take a shot. It was a pass. Official was calling a foul. He was letting everybody know it was a safe foul. It wasn't going to be shots taken. They're going to work it back around. Now the ball game for Clinton Prairie is 22. Jacob Wilson back in the ball. In the ball game first time. Nick Ewing. Ewing a 6-foot sophomore. Out top of the basketball. Nolan Swan. They work it down low. Ryan Tracy. Upside the arc, corner baseline, rims out, when go, Jackson Money, three-point shot, rebound, Grady Carpenter, it goes up for the shot, right there, point blank range, and you're going to get fouled, try to hit the bank shot, he'll go to the free throw stripe, and he'll shoot two, 9 on the game clock, it's going to be, out here, two shots, Tipton, Grady Carpenter, on that free throw percent, 65%, first shot is good, 17-11, Blue Devils by 6. 1:59 on the game clock. Had one more. Second shot, also good. 18-11, a 7-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Going to be brought in backcourt. Brought in, 23, Caden Davis. Take McGraw, he'll pass it crosscourt to Alex Dean. Back to Davis. Or McGraw, my air puts it. McGraw, they're working back and forth. They go to the corner with it. He'll back out to Alex Dean. Back out top of the basketball. That's Jake McGraw. He'll dribble left. Spin move just outside the paint. Lost the handle. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch. I say it was last touch by Clinton Prairie. They're going to call a jump. They're going to go with the alternate possession arrow. They're going to talk about it, the officials. It was pretty close there. It was a little scoop out of bounds. They're going to let the ball belong to Tipton. They're not going to use the alternate possession arrow. Brought in backcourt, Sam Quigley, Grady Carpenter across the timeline at a walk pace. 1 minute and 30 seconds left here in the quarter. We're going to dribble in. Sam Quigley. Out top, Brady Carpenter. Corner, Jackson Money. Jackson Money rims off shot when you go from three-point land. Ian Tracy fighting for the board. Going to pick up a foul. He'll go back the other way. 1:20 on the game clock. 18-11 going to be brought in at court on the baseline by the Clinton Prairie Gophers. He tossed in right there. That's number 30, Lane Horlacher. Horlacher brings the ball in. Jake McGraw. McGraw going to walk it to the timeline. Pick the pass for court pass. Alex D. They'll work it in back around. Cross-court skip pass. Take McGraw. McGraw trying to go baseline. Going to be a foul whistled on the Blue Devils. Well, Swan trying to cut off the baseline. Going to pick up the foul. Trying to draw the charge. 18-11. And Tracy right back in the ballgame. The breather is 11. Nolan Swan. Working right there in the ballgame for Tipton is Landon Spidelli. Wears number 21. Tipped away. Going to be caught up. Backcourt picked up by Jackson Money. He'll drive the lane. Take the shot. Wouldn't get it. He'll earn two shots at the strike. Being fouled in the act of shooting. 1 minute left. Straight up here in the quarter at the free throw line. Jackson Money. Institution waiting to check in. It's scores bench for Clinton Prairie. First shot is good for Money. Get one more. 19-11. Blue Devils by 8. Second shot also good. And the ball is in the backcourt. 20-11. Across the timeline at a quick double. I think that's 22. Jacob Wilson. They'll bring it around the backcourt and run the front court half spin move. They'll bring it down low. It's going to be tip three by Wilson. It goes baseline. Back out. They'll move the basketball. 30. That's Lane Urlacher. Now back out top near the center circle. Going to reset the offense. That's number 4, Jake McGraw. 37 seconds left. McGraw behind the arc. Dribbling the basketball. They get it back out top. Ryan Harshbarger. 3-point shot. Elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. Taken there. 22, Jacob Wilson. Devils are going to rebound the basketball. In the front court now is number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll slow it up in center circle. Work at right side. Ryan Tracy back center circle. Grady Carpenter, 12 seconds left. Going to right side with the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Back out. Grady Carpenter outside. We're going to dribble in now. Try to tip it back out. He gives it to Sam Quigley. Go to the corner, Jackson Money. Pull a shot, rims out. Rebound to sure, Jacob Wilson. That's how the first quarter will end. End of one quarter of play. Blue Devils 20 and Prairie Gophers 11. Also mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. To Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agents, real estate broker. If you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience of serving clients the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Fair by setting the phone by 317-813-086. 317-813-4086. But simple, when you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 17-513-4086. 3-1 Sheets Company. 8 minutes on the game clock. Getting ready for second quarter basketball. Be brought in for alternate possession arrow. Give the ball back. The Blue Devils coming in from half court. Brought in Carpenter to the sideline, looking just inside the center circle. We're on the right side. Ryan Tracy in the back out top. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Jake McGraw. Working that zone out top of the basketball. They're working in the paint. Jackson Money turn around and kick to the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out when goes Sam Quigley. Bring it back the other direction. They go to the corner with it. Rims ball back around. Point shot straight away. 23, Jackson Money for 3. 23-11, Blue Devils by 12. 7:25 on the game clock. Going to bounce it in the front court, to the front court. Jake McGraw. He's working back at top 22, Jacob Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. He'll take a shot right of center. Three-point shot is good. 22, Jacob Wilson. And 10 on the game clock. In quarter, 23-14, Blue Devils by 9. Working in the front court. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Through the lane, Jackson Money. Carpenter goes to the corner with it. Sam Quigley will dribble it back out to Carpenter. They're going to get a move right there at the elbow. Back out excited to work the basketball. Out top now, Sam Quigley. Quigley rims out on three-point attempt. Rebound secured. Called jump ball. Secured rebound, Hayden Davis. Again, tying up the basketball there. 12, Ryan Tracy for Tipton. The ultimate possession arrow going to go back to Clinton Prairie, the Gophers. 23-14, brought in backcourt. A dribble, he'll bounce his right side, Jake McGraw. A dribble down to baseline. To the front line, Jacob Wilson. The foul whistle. Front court. And a whistle this foul on the Blue Devils. I see Gavin Hare checking the ball game. Gavin Hare going to step in. Where's number 4? 6'2" senior. And Swan's going to take a breather. Noah Swan has one foul here in the contest. 8 on the game clock. They're working inside the arc. They'll bring it back out. Behind the three-point strike, Jake McGraw out near the center circle. They pick him up at three-point line. That's Grady Carpenter. Put it down low, out top of the basketball. The basketball, they bring it back out top and move the basketball to Jacob Wilson. Put it down low, baseline turnaround jumper short off the mark. That was 30. Lane Horlacher on the game clock to the front court, Blue Devils. Basketball up inside the arc. Going to get to the corner. Three-point shot good. Sam Quigley, right corner baseline. 26-14. Going to be a timeout called by the Prairie Gophers. Coach Chad Peckinpah. Chad Peckinpah also athletic director, Clinton Prairie High School. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you, Power, Septic, and Sewer. Do everything. We'll mention the septic tank clean, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, for a camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, no pump bacteria septic systems. Their slogan is, remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000, the new millennium. Family owned and operated, that's Powers, Septic, and Sewer. From 7753-8858. So that's Powers, Septic, and Sewer. Torn sounds, you know, work it in. There, it's going to belong to Clinton Prairie. Prairie going to inbound the basketball. We bounced in. Walks to the sideline, Jake McGraw. McGraw, sideline, going to throw it across. It's going to be intercepted. Jackson Money to get the ball back from Grady Carpenter. Try to reverse the layup. He was a little bit underneath the backboard. Had to try to reverse. Couldn't go. 26-14. 5:42 on the game clock. The ball around the perimeter. Out top, 23, Caden Davis. Bouncing in, baseline off the glass. Two-point bucket. A good entry pass from 22, Jacob Wilson. With the bucket. Braw. 25 on the game clock. In the corner, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare got a haircut. Outside the arc. Tracy's going to dish off. Go to the corner with it, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Going to take a long three-point shot. Got it. Couple of steps behind the arc. Elbow extended. 5:08 on the game clock. Second quarter. 29-16. Devils front. We're going to work through the court on a bounce pass. So we're going back out. We get behind the arc. Jacob and McGraw. They go to the corner with it. The foul whistled during the rebound. Her three-point shot wouldn't go. That was 5:15. Ian Harshbarger, a 6'3" junior. The foul whistled and call it in the front court. It's going to be the second foul in the quarter on Tipton. Prairie yet to commit a foul in the second quarter. 55 on the game clock. Brought in. Now we're back down baseline. McGraw. McGraw in the paint. Take a shot. He's going to get the bucket. And he'll earn the foul. And he'll shoot one more. So he gets some congratulatory there from his teammate. That's number four, Jacob McGraw. McGraw at the free throw line. Get one more. They're going to whistle this foul. Double check. It's not quite there. Jacob McGraw, three-point play is good. See, put that on the wrong score right there. Pop that on the wrong score. So, well, those will check that with the book at the quarter break, if not sooner. But we're going to end the front court. Blue Devils, Gavin Hare. Side arc, he hit his team, Quigley. Quigley was dribbling in. Bounce pass. A side behind the arc. He'll dribble it back out. That's Ryan Tracy. Now to the corner. Jackson Money's open. Three-point shot. When you go, rebound. Grady Carpenter. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. Hinton Prairie. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Jacob Wilson. Blue Devils going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter guards the inbound. They'll bounce it to toss it in tall in front of the first bench. Ryan Tracy now back out top. Near the center circle. Sam Quigley. They'll look at the right side. Grady Carpenter. He'll drive the lane off the glass. Shot going to go. Rebound. Clinton Prairie. Prairie at the board. 23, Caden Davis. Back to point guard. Jake McGraw. He'll dribble across the timeline at a trot pace. The ball back around at 15, and Ryan Harshbarger. The ball back from Caden Davis. They'll work it down low. They'll try to go off the glass, and they will, right on the glass. Working down low there was Jake McGraw again, was number four. Point bucket for McGraw, makes it an 8-point ball game. Blue Devils in front. And outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air, rims off long, would go for Quigley. Tracking down the rebound, trying to come up with it. Good effort. Here was Jake McGraw. I just saved the ball from going out of bounds and got across the free throw lane and bounds there. It's picked up by Coach Peckinpah. You know, Coach Peckinpah has played the game. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. The Carpenter. To the end, Jackson Money. Working through the corner, baseline. Working back around, Tim Quigley gets it in to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter goes baseline in the paint. Take a shot off balance, get the bucket, and he'll shoot one. 35 on the game clock. Got the scoreboard corrected. 29-21. So, taking a breather once again. And Prairie is 22. Jacob Wilson back in the ballgame is 3. Alex Dean. Point play is good for Grady Carpenter. 3:34 clock moving. Second quarter. 32-21. Blue Devils by 11. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Jake McGraw, cross-court pass to Dean. They'll go to the corner, get it back to Alex Dean. Alex Dean will drill across out top of the circle. They get it back to Jake McGraw, and McGraw will show out some directions. They'll get the ball back around and move it around out top of the circle. Ryan Harshbarger back to Alex Dean as they run the Butler offense. Long three-point shot good. Right elbow extended. Four shot good. Jake McGraw. Timeout called. Coach Cliff Hawkins. Devils going to call a timeout. Timeout break. 32-24. Blue Devils front by 8. Also mentioned, today's ballgame is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store. Works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So ball's going to be brought in backcourt. Blue Devils brought in. And Tracy and Quigley pick up the pace and trot across the timeline. Left side back to Tracy, the corner, Gavin Hare back to Tracy. Work it down low, Jackson Money. Back outside, Sam Quigley now outside the arc. Ryan Tracy back to 6'6", that's your spin move. That's the Carpenter outside the arc. Left elbow extended, credit the bucket. 3-point lane for Sam Quigley. 5-24. 7-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Drill it to the timeline at a walk pace, that's 4. McGraw. They'll bring it back out, center it up. They'll work right side behind the arc. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. Out top, to move the basketball. Alex Dean to the baseline. Turn around. Thought about a step back three. That was Jake McGraw. He got the ball. He will step back three now. He'll rim off, short off the rim. What'd he go? Down Ryan Tracy to the front court. Ivan Hare, Sam Quigley, another three-point opportunity. Same location and good. 28-24, Devils by 14. 1:55 on the game clock. Second quarter, crossing the timeline at a walk pace, take McGraw. Top, Alex D. It's side lane, Horlacher. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll pass it back out. It's intercepted. Grady Carpenter going to work his way in off the glass. Got the bucket. Might have got away with a little bit of a shoulder dip right there. To call timeout. The surface. 36 left here in the quarter. Devils 40. Versus 24. I mentioned this game is also in part being brought to you by the Floor Store. The east edge of Tipton. You can stop by, look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. Hey, fine, shopping online isn't really necessary. Experience is required. They are just east of State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership. They're at 103 East Jefferson Street. Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Ames Road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana. Blue Devil Country. Even Carolyn Swan. They'll lend a hand when they can. Also support your choices. On with your decisions. And I will also mention that's the Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street in Indiana, 765-675-3230. It's on 28, 765-675-230. Floor Store in Tipton. 36 on the game clock. Brought in backcourt. 4 feet away. Tossed in. Jake McGraw going to out across the timeline on the dribble pace in front of the scores bench. Keep the basketball as Alex Dean goes by him. Now that Alex Dean behind the arc will get the basketball. A three-point shot outside the arc is going to bounce from high on top of the backboard and go on over. I mean, hit the metal apparatus. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt. He's going to be guarded right there. I should say Alex Dean is going to guard Grady Carpenter. It's tough effort, but he may be able to do it. Over to down low. Jackson Money in the paint. Credit the assist. The Carpenter, he averages 8.9 assists per game. 2-24. 0-2 left here in the second quarter. In the front court, Clinton Prairie, Gophers. Thought about bouncing in, working the basketball. They will bounce it in low, which will foul. There'll be a holding foul, Tipton. They bounced it in low, 23, Caden Davis. Caden Davis is 6'4 senior. Working against him in the paint. 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell, 6'2", a junior. A whistle on Spidell. They're going to bring the ball in, left the bucket on the baseline. To the corner, bring the ball back around. Coach Dean around as they switch the ball, swinging around the other direction. Now a top center circle, that's four, Jake McGraw. Ball, motioning some direction. Teammates, works it right side. Counts it down low on the baseline, has to try to save the basketball. Counts the pass low, has some English on it. That was 22, Jacob Wilson. They count up with the ball in the paint. It was 23 for Clinton Prairie and Caden Davis. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be long, too. And Prairie playing in left of bucket on the baseline. Busses it in outside the arc at 15. Ryan Harshbarger. Get down low. Spin move. Jake McGraw. They're going to put the ball up. There's going to be a Venable right there. And the Blue Devils going to tie the basketball up. Going to be another alternate possession arrow. For the jump ball. So the Blue Devils get the ball back on the alternate possession arrow. 30 seconds left. Second quarter, 42-24. Outside the arc, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy working against him, Alex Dean. 6'4" versus 5'10". So we're going to back around. Jackson Money, 15 seconds left. Go back to Jackson Money, outside the arc. On the dribble, he'll dribble inside the arc. Back out top, Grady Carpenter, 9 seconds left. On the dribble, he'll work the right side, hesitation dribble. He'll dribble into paint, and he'll whistle a foul on the floor. And that's going to be the third foul here in the quarter. 4.1 left on the, in the quarter for Clinton Prairie. 4.1 left. We will say the Blue Devils have four fouls in the quarter. So we'll bring in left of the bucket, Grady Carpenter. Looking to get it in, out tall, behind the arc, Jackson Money. Gets in quickly, three-point shot, short off the rim, where to go. Ball ends up loose while the buzzer sounds. Let's take it to a quarter break. Quarter break right here at halftime. Almost 42 for 24. To have a minute each intermission. Thank you. We'll mention this game is in being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Football in the spring, football in the fall, and basketball in the winter. Thank you for tuning in. And I will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophy. Noblesville Trophy, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophy.com. Stop in, if only, to browse around. 1520 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them up at 317-773-391. That's 317-773-391. Or online at NoblesvilleTrophy.com. So bringing you this contest this afternoon is Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Have wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Sectional installations are always available. Every product they sell. Sell a myriad of products you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. You can call them 765-552-5130. That's 765-552-5130. That's Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to it, fulfills all of your auto accessory needs. And also bringing this to you today is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable truck rental company, high quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 1708 South 8th Street. We call them at 317-773-4800. And that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available. A truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll see Dirk. Dirk will escort you to the facility. We'll mention truck rentals. The name Pimsky alone. Any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Also mentioned right here, we mentioned we wrote these down. We'll talk about Hoosier Conference Boys Basketball. Hoosier Conference Boys Basketball. Happening today, we'll mention, I should say, go back to Wednesday, December 27th. One game on Wednesday the 27th, the Prince Blair Central Bombers, Grove Wolves, that was an 8 o'clock game. Thursday, December 28th, that's today, Blue Devils having a ball game right here with Clinton Prairie Gophers, started at 1:30 p.m. We'll also mention, Eastern Panthers, Clinton Central Bulldogs. That game has been canceled, as what we found out before this game. And I'm not quite sure we'll mention what's going to happen tomorrow on the 29th. We'll mention 6:08 on the intermission clock. That's some young gentlemen here at this end of the court taking some shots, playing some basketball, working on their future. We'll also mention, we'll talk a little bit about the weekly rankings. Talk about the weekly rankings. Each of the four classes, IHSAA, top teams in each class. Tabulated on December 19th. Class 1A, top three are like this, Greenwood Christian Cougars, 6-3. Number two is the Lagodi Lions, they're 7-4. Number three is Evansville Christian, Eagles are 9-1. Class 2A, Sweet one Wapahani Raiders. They've been there a little bit. They're 9 wins, 0 losses. For two, Brownstown Central Braves. For 8 wins, 2 losses. Number three is the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are 7 wins, 0 losses. Class 3A starts like this. Number one, Anvil Warriors, 9 wins, 0 losses. Number two, the Jesuit, the Braves, are 6-1. Number three, German Catholic, the Golden Eagles, 7-2. Class 4A this week is how we stack up. Top three are number one, Fisher's Tigers. They're 8 wins, 0 losses. Number two, Westfield Shamrock, 6 wins, 0 losses. A couple of Hamilton County teams. Number three, it's Lawrence North Wildcats. And we'll pause for a moment. Sure. Also mentioned both teams out on the floor now. I should say Blue Devils are out on the floor. 4:04 on the game clock. 42-24. Top of the basketball, young man. They're working right there. They probably got some variation of ages. There's one young man hits one from free throw line, one-handed shot. So 3:47, clock moving. Mission, also bringing this game to you today, is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Just times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. Field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, Hope Jewelers, they're located 135 Jefferson Street, in Indiana, 6072. Reach them by phone at 165-75-720. Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9:30 to. That's Hope Jewelers, downtown Tipton. First buzzer sounds, we'll mention this game is also part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage, tech investments, keep them safe, RVs, just vehicles, etc. Serve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website, www.aipsindiana.com. www.aipsindiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue, Olive Street, Arcadia, Indiana. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Under a minute and a half, closing up right here, we'll mention a bit about the National High School Boys Basketball State Leaders. Mention these because they're good to relate to what's happening here nearby. And we'll mention this week, the top three mission points per game. At number one is Angel Choa, St. Joseph Academy, California. Here's number four. He's a junior. He's 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. Nine games, he's averaging 39 points per game. At number two, it's Ryan Mosh. Chittenango, New York. And Ryan, and where's number one? He's a junior, 6'150". He's a point guard. He's played in 9 games, 37.6 points. Contest average. And at number three, he's played 12 games. Where's number five? Jason Crow, Jr., Kenwood, California, sophomore, 6'3", 165, 7 points per game average, assists per game at 5.3, Grady Carpenter at 8.9. And then we'll talk about the rebounding department. Pitching at number one, Gunnar Gruel. Winter, Wisconsin. 9 games, 22.3 rebounds per game. Number two, it's Bradley. Say Brady, Hinnage. Arizona, you could figure. He's 7 feet tall. 40, he's a senior. He's with 7 a game. He's men's volleyball. Now, he's a middle hitter. He's going to bring the ball back in. The possession arrow gives it to Clinton Prayers. Toss it to the backcourt. In the timeline, a dribble pace, Jake McGraw. Back around the perimeter. There front, Ryan Harshbart. We're going to down low, McGraw. Jake McGraw, baseline. Going to back his way in against Grady Carpenter. 2-point bucket good, just outside the paint. B2-26. To the front court, Grady Carpenter crosses the timeline at a dribble pace, right side. And quickly back to Carpenter. Back out top, Nolan Swan. Down low, and Tracy outside the arc and move the ball around. Goes dribble the lane. Grady Carpenter goes off the backboard. He'll get fouled, and I'm like, quickly, Jackson Money and Nolan Swan right there to help him back up. 7:23 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter going to the foul stripe. The Carpenter there earlier in the first half got both. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. The Carpenter on the season, he's entered this ball game 65%. 20 for 31. He'll get one more. His shot is good. It's the back end of a two-shot foul. 23 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 23-26, Blue Devils in front. Front court with the basketball. Jake McGraw, he'll dribble and he'll go baseline. Outside the paint, he'll dish it inside. Turnaround jumper, got the bucket. Credit the bucket. Clinton Prairie, 23, Caden Davis. Davis, a 6'4 senior. Front court, Jackson Money. Out top, Ryan Tracy, well out top. The pass, had your triple threat available. Looks at left side, Sam Quigley in front of the Blue Devils school. Bench area. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. Jackson Money is dribbling, working out top. It's Carpenter. Pass to the corner, Quigley. Jackson Money gets it back out to Grady Carpenter on the dribble. The basketball up, to go to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. They go baseline off the glass, credit the bucket. 12. And Tracy credits the assist to Nolan Swan. He's 5:28. Get across the timeline and will. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Carpenter, reach in there on the second line. He gets the steal. Steps the personal foul. He'll get his first in the ballgame. One foul each way here in the third quarter. A 5-foul-per-quarter rule, brand new, implemented this year. Still school and high school. Baseline going to drive in. Had an opening. Number 23, Davis, I thought might have been going up to flush one. Out of the glass. From the reaching in, Nolan Swan in the paint. They're going to not allow the shot. It didn't go. He'll be fouled here on the 12 feet from the bucket in the paint. A whistleless foul on Clinton Prairie. 5:30, ball brought, going to be brought in, left the bucket on the baseline. Jackson Money. Back out to the corner, Grady Carpenter. 3-point effort, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Credit the rebound, 23, KG Davis. That's going to get it back. Guard, Jake McGraw. The left side, McGraw goes to the corner, brings it back out. 3-point shot in the air, rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 15. Ian Harshbarger to the front court. For Swan, 3-point shot, rims out hard, wouldn't go. Foul on the rebounding stage. They're going to whistle this one on Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to pick up his first. Jackson Money gets the most out of that 6-foot frame. Except the foul on this one. At 40 on the game clock, left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in from the backcourt. Low dribble. That's Jake McGraw. I'm going to dish off. They're going to see the front court to the hands of Ryan Harshbarger. Now back to Jacob Wilson. Wilson back to Harshbarger. Ball about a 3-0 dribble baseline. Spin move into paint. We'll try to get the shot away. He'll get fouled in the act of shooting. To shoot two. 5:24 on the game clock. 5:30. Blue Devils in front. Foul strike, 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Harshbarger, first shot up and good. 45-31. and a bounce pass from the official. Shoot one more. Second shot rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Back to Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline. He'll slow it up in the front court. Slow, get it outside the arc. Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to take the three. Couldn't get the shot. Grady Carpenter going to be blocked out heavily. Grady Carpenter going to pick up. Actually, going to absorb the foul. Whistle is foul on Clinton Prairie. 45-31, 5:13 left here in the third quarter. Tosses it in behind the arc, Jackson Money. Chest pass, trying to get it back to Grady Carpenter. Tipped out of bounds by Clinton Prairie. His last touch by four, McGraw. McGraw, a 6'4 junior. Going to be brought in to the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. And then Jackson Money back to Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble, working against him. 30, Lane Horlacher. Working back into paint. Turnaround jumper. Point shot good. Jackson Money. 47-31. 16-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:54 on the game clock, third quarter. Going across the timeline on the dribble. Bounce pass to Jake McGraw. Cross-court pass. Working the basketball. Jacob Wilson. Top back to McGraw. Draw near the center circle. Looking for a screen. Going to try to pick up a screen there. 33, Caden Davis. Work off. Caden Davis will get a bounce pass behind the arc. He'll move the basketball on the left side. Then hand off to McGraw. He's going to dribble and spin move in the paint. Got a 12-footer. Rims around. Wouldn't go. A lot of folks thought there was a travel involved. Shot wouldn't go in. Back the other direction. Tracy with a rebound. Back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter off the glass. Couldn't buy the foul. Carpenter to get back up. Couldn't get the shot to go. So work it down low off the glass. Credit the bucket. 30, Lane Horlacher. At the fifth, Jake McGraw, 47-33, 14-point advantage for the Blue Devils. It's in the front court, going to be a blocking foul. They're going to whistle this. Clinton Prairie, going to pick up their third foul in the third quarter. Blue Devils have just the same. Back in. Around jumper in the paint. Rims out, wouldn't go. Little bit of a friction there, no call. Noah Swan maybe. Shot going back the other direction. In the paint, 14-footer straight away. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by 23, Caden Davis. Front court, Grady Carpenter. After the, we're going to go baseline drive. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Noah Swan on the initial shot. Back is good. Ryan Tracy will shoot one more. 49-33. Timeout on the floor. It's going to be whistled by Clinton Prairie. It's going to whistle a 60-second timeout. 43 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils in front, 49-33. I will mention this game is in part being brought to you by Tim Dandy Restaurants. Tim Dandy, that's good food, friends, ties. Tim Dandy Restaurant strives to please you and every visit. And it's that first cup of coffee, that first 3-point shot. Tim Dandy Restaurant. Put all of their guests first. No matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. In Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants. Always looking forward to making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, food, friends, and good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Restaurant. Menu is calling your name. Dandy Restaurant, Noblesville, and Tipton. Playing some good music here, generational music. The Institute of Jailhouse Rock, a little Elvis. Right there, Elvis Presley. He amazed the nation and probably further his abilities. 9:33 at the foul line, Ryan Tracy. 43 left, Tracy can get one shot. Shot in the air, rimmed around, couldn't get it. Rebound out of there, secure. Clinton Prairie, 30, Lane Horlacher. Dribble to the timeline. Jake McGraw. Jake McGraw, a point guard. He's going to work the basketball around. He goes, and vice versa. We go baseline shot. Going to be a foul with him. Blue Devil's going to pick up the foul. And what's left, I believe, on Jackson Money.
Blaina.
Another strike. Fouled in the act of shooting at 15, Ryan Harshbarger, 6'3 junior, 28 reps in the third. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. He'll get one more. He's going to be the only free throw shooter, the only guy for Clinton Prairie on the lane. He's a good shooter. He got the second one. At the back end of the two-shot foul, that was 15, Ryan Harshbarger. That was going to pass through the timeline. It's going to be tipped away, but still picked up in the timeline right there by Ryan Tracy. They'll go to the corner. Tim Quigley rims around. Nearly was down, came back out of there. There's going to be a foul whistled. Bring a rebound on a severe blockout. They're going to give the ball back to Tipton. It's going to be a foul whistled on Clinton Prairie. Prairie going to pick up their fifth foul here in the quarter. That means that they got fouled, goes to the foul stripe, and shoots two shots, not the one and one. Child rims around, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, he'll get one more. So that fifth foul, you get two shots. So it's time to shoot one, it's on a three-point play opportunity. So couldn't get either, rebound out of there. And Prairie, Lane Horlacher. Front court, Jacob. That's Jacob Craw by Jake. Center circle, it bounced it. Back around, Caden Davis. Top of the basketball, Ryan Harshbarger. Top of the basketball, again, it's Jake McGraw. DSM is Brady Carpenter. Switch off, Jackson Money will guard basketball. We're working back around, that's 30, Lane Horlacher. Time to arc. They'll move the basketball around. Nolan Swan going to get screened off. Top of the basketball, back in the hands of Jake McGraw. A shot. Straight away, 3-point shot wouldn't go. A bit off bounce. Go out of bounds. He brought in the left of the bucket on the baseline. 2:44 left here in the third quarter. 39-34. Blue Devils by 15. Get it through the timeline. Those dribbles through the timeline. Jackson Money. Up the handle. They call a jump ball. Jackson Money with a jump right there. Wanted to get rid of it. Tune in. Tying up the basketball. Clinton Prairie Gophers. Ultimate possession arrow, going to give it back to Tipton. Early in the front court, Nolan Swan bounced it in, back court, Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. Across the timeline with a pass, side Tim Quigley to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to go past, off the behind the arc, get to Nolan Swan, he'll take a shot. Right elbow extended, Nolan Swan for three. 52-34, 18-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 2:15 on the game clock. To bounce it to the front court, they're going to call a kick. Call that intentional kick. They were trying to play defense with the leg, and he got a piece of the foot. An intentional kick, or a kick not deemed as intentional, would just go for loose ball. In the back court, shooting the front court right there, on the dribble, Jake McGraw. They'll pick it up outside the arc and move around the perimeter. It'll be tipped away and stolen by Nolan Swan. Off the glass, right here in his layup. 54-34. Devils in front. 1:54 on the game clock. Going to bounce it in. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up by Jackson Money. Back to Nolan Swan. Now down low. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's trying to take the shot. Trying to get the shot away. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Sure, he thought he would be fouled there. So he tried to get the shot away. He'll go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. Shooting foul. Not only because there are five fouls. Gophers. First shot up and good. 55-34. 47 on the game clock, third quarter. Second game today. Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. Front court trying back and forth. On the dribble, they'll take the front court on the dribble. Jacob Wilson. Jacob Wilson going to absorb a foul. Going to whistle this one on Tipton. Grady Carpenter, he wears number three. He'll pick up the foul. Brought in the front court, and actually, that's the fifth foul on Tipton here in the third quarter. 1:41 left. Going to the foul stripe is number 22, Jacob Wilson. Shot for Wilson. Off the rim, wouldn't go. He'll get one more. 56-34. Devils in front. They shoot Jacob Wilson. The free throws. The shot ball off the rim also. Rebound, Jackson Money. Eddie Carpenter back to was flung back to Jackson. To the time, Manuel passed across Jackson into the corner, Sam Quigley. Quigley for three. Quigley multiple 3 points back in this ball game. Working through the front, trying to work into the front court on the dribble and the pass. Tall picked up there. Free throw line at 23, Caden Davis. Out top, 3-point basket good. At the bucket, Lane Horlacher. Clinton Prairie, 59-37. 0-8 on the game clock, third quarter. Front court, elbow shot, left side. Rims off, Jackson Money. Rebound secured by Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter, outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air, good. Right at the bucket, Nolan Swan. He was looking for a foul during the shot. No foul called. He got a 3-pointer. 52-37. 35 seconds left. The quarter walks through the timeline. McGraw, out top, 23, Caden Davis. The money trying to got a steal there. We're going to back around out top. McGraw picked up there by Grady Carpenter. He'll be straight off. And Brian Tracy will pick him up. Turnaround jumper. Elbow right side. Credit the bucket. Round jumper. That's Jake McGraw for two. 62-39. 20 seconds left. Going to be tipped. Almost stolen in the front court of Tipton. His last touch. I couldn't pray. Couldn't quite hold it. 30 in Horlacher. Who the hell was going to bring the ball in? We're going to couple of substitutions in the ballgame. Clinton Prairie. Funny is going to be number three. Alex Dean. Also mentioned. Player in the ballgame is going to be number 20. Nick Ewing. He is a 6-foot sophomore. Side of the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Grab the bucket. Nolan Swan. 55-39. 8 seconds left and across the timeline now as a dribble pace. McGraw straight away. 3 seconds left. A jump shot straight away, short off the rim, wouldn't go. And that'll complete the third quarter of play. The end of three, Blue Devils 65, Prairie Gophers 39. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by AGM Auto. That's AGM Auto, LLC. Arcadia. You're looking for that good mechanic. No further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. We'll mention, along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes, you can extend the longevity each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. AGM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana, at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And at AGM Auto, they restore classic cars. Check them out. Classic cars right here at AGM Auto. You got something that needs restored? Give them a call. You can reach them at 317-984-5283. And that number is 317-984-5283. AGM Auto, you can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LC. To bring the ball in, to possess Nero, get it back to Clinton Prairie. Then backcourt, across the timeline, number four, Jake McGraw. Hand off there. In the ballgame at 20, Nick Ewing. Back to Ewing. For the corner with it, that's Alex Dean. Back to Ewing. After the circle picked up there Jackson Money. And 44 in the game clock. Fourth quarter. He'll dribble his way in. Oh, he'll take a shot off the glass and a roll off the glass. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 23 Caden Davis. Devils with the rebound. Through the front court, Grady Carpenter. Look at right side. Get the ball back from Nolan Swan. Right away, that's Carpenter on the dribble. We're going to get Tim Lucy and Jake McGraw. The whistle a foul on the baseline. In the deck there, Nolan Swan getting picked back up by and Tracy. It's going to be the first foul in the fourth quarter, trying to get to five for shooting. He'll shoot one shot after the basket and the foul. 7:23 on the game clock. Going to be brought in front court. And Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter will dribble around. By 22, Jacob Wilson. Top of the basketball in the dribble, Nolan Swan. One chest pass tipped away and picked up Jake McGraw. Front court, outside the paint, off the glass. The round wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Only going to be Tepa is going to be out of bounds. Reaching there for the basketball was Nolan Swan. They'll have to touch it when it hits the baseline. 7:04 on the game clock. I will mention I have a good vantage point at here at this end of the court. I'm thankful. Very thankful. Outside the arc, working back around. Going to dribble in the paint. Trying to get the glass. Shot off the glass. First layup. Shot when you go for Jacob Wilson to the front court. Ryan Tracy. Full baseline. Grady Carpenter. They're working inside. Jackson Money. Jackson Money in the paint. 2-point bucket. Good. 67-39. 42 on the game clock. Dribble to the timeline. Going to bounce it to the front court. Working back around. They go baseline. Alex Dean off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for Dean. Credit the assist, Lane Horlacher. 28 on the game clock, 67-41. In baseline, Nolan Swan, reverse layup. He get it. Back for the rebound. A foul whistled to the bucket. It's going to be whistled on Clinton Prairie. So they bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be geared in by number 11, Nolan Swan, to get it in tall. Behind the arc, Jackson Money, now back out top. Brady Carpenter, he'll dribble in, they go in the paint. Work it down low. Reverse layup is good. Action Money for two and another assist. Eddie Carpenter. 9:41. 6:21 on the game clock. Clock a bit stationary at the moment. Yeah. Picked up. Going to be a substitution in the ball game. Going to call a jump ball. They're going to say alternate possession arrow. Gives it back to the Blue Devils. Taking a breather right now for Clinton Prairie is number 30, Delane Horlacher. He's back in the ballgame, I believe it's number 15, Ryan Harshbarger, another original starter for the Gophers. In the front court, Nolan Swan. Jason Pass, Carpenter in the corner. Quigley. Quigley gets the board from the three-point errant shot from Swan and rebounds off and picked up by Jake McGraw. They go to the corner. Crossover, he'll go baseline drive. We're going to get him as Grady Carpenter. And Carpenter going to play the defense, going to cause a traveling violation. Give the ball back to Tipton. 69-41, 5:41 left. Quarter. Well, Swan going to dribble to the timeline. Across the timeline, he'll pass it right side, deep in the front court. Carpenter, we're going down low. He's wide open. Up the glass, 2-point bucket, left. Power layup at 5, CM Quigley. Then another assist, Brady Carpenter. A 1:41, 5:28 left. Take that back, 5:18 left. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's up in the hands of a player on the bench for Clinton Prairie. CM Quigley going to ball game. He gets a good hand clap. Tap on the back of the huggin' right there. Coach Quigley. We're going to back around. Top of the basketball, spin move at 15. Ian Harshbarger, outside the arc, going to drive down Jake McGraw. Corner, he'll bring it back out, and they'll move the ball back around. Alex Dean outside. Look at the basketball around, 22, Jacob Wilson. Going to whistle a reach-in foul. He's going to call a blocking foul. Tipton, he was going to be whistled on the Grady Carpenter. But then, we're going to see the front court with the basketball, Clinton Prairie. Worker right side, hand off, 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Side the arc, 22, Jacob Wilson. Center spin move, Jake. Round jumper wouldn't go as Jake McGraw, rebound, Landon Spidell. Spidell back in the ballgame. 6'2", junior, 185 pounds. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, a couple of steps behind the arc. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Tried to pass it out. Jackson Money. Couple of bodies getting tangled up right there. Everybody's fine. 27 left. The fourth quarter. Substitution back in the ballgame for Clinton Prairie. 30, Lane Horlacher. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt. Gophers tossed in right there. Jake McGraw, he'll get the ball back from teammate Jacob Wilson. Crossing the timeline, left-handed dribble. The pass out top of the basketball, Caden Davis. Davis with the basketball. He'd be guarded there closely by Landon Spidell. Pass out of it. On the dribble now out top is Jacob Wilson. By the lane, underhanded scoop shot is good. At the bucket, there's Jacob Wilson, and he'll shoot one more. for 07 on the game clock. To mention, in the ball game for the Blue Devils is number 2, Peyton Aller, a 6'1" freshman. The Blue Devils. So he'll get one. It's a foul strike to Jacob Wilson. Not good. 3-point play for Wilson. 71-44. 4:05 left. Fourth quarter. He'll dribble it to the timeline. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter. Yes, him. He'll pass up him. He'll go to the lane. He'll kick it down low. Landon Spidell in the paint. Right side of the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for Spidell. Another assist. Grady Carpenter. 73-44. 3:45 on the game clock. Outside the arc. It's McGraw. He'll pass it out top. He'll get the ball back. 22, Jacob Wilson. Bring a back elbow. To back out to Wilson. Behind the arc. From the screen off air. It's landing Spidell. They'll work it down low on it. Can roll. And trying to go in. Trying to get the bucket. He'll shoot two. That's 23, Caden Davis. And Davis is 6'4" senior. 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Free throw line. And Davis, he'll get the first one. Sub's going to check in. Ryan Tracy, number 12 for the Blue Devils, back in the ballgame. Gavin Hare. Hare for the Blue Devils, back in the ballgame. 3 for Clinton Prairie. Alex Dean back in the ballgame. And could this ball go in a second shot? 23, Caden Davis. We'll see a substitution. Clinton Prairie. And they're also, that'll be a break in the action. Short off the rim, rims off, one go. Ryan Tracy with the rebound. Hits the point guard. He'll take over the point. Peyton Aller for Tipton. Look at left side. Well behind the arc. Ryan Tracy back out top to Aller. Peyton Aller going to dribble right. He'll cross over. Back Ryan Tracy. They'll go right side and work the basketball around. Jackson Money, Ryan Tracy. Now to Gavin Hare out top. 3:10 left here in the fourth quarter. To right side, Aller. Peyton Aller going to dribble, go to the corner. Going to drive baseline. Gavin Hare to the opposite corner. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. 23. Jackson Money. 45. To the timeline with the basketball. Clinton Prairie. Alex Dean. To work the right side behind the arc. The ball back. Caden Davis. Caden Davis. Getting his way around. And bring a ball back out. They'll go baseline. Pass back out to Davis. Picked up there by Ryan Tracy. On top of the basketball. 15. Ryan Harshbarger. Corner. They'll pick up the basketball. They'll work it back out top to Alex Dean. They'll set off right there. 20, Nick Ewing back in the ballgame. He's played in the second half. No action in the first half. Working down low with the basketball. Turnaround jumper. Rims off on the baseline. Shot taken there by Katie Davis. Down Tipton. They'll cross the timeline with the basketball. Number 2, Peyton Aller. They'll work a side. Ryan Tracy. Give me a quick timeout call. Cliff Hawkins wanted to get a couple of guys back or in the ballgame. Taking a breather, Jackson Money, Ryan Tracy. So Gavin Hare's on the floor. Number 2, Peyton Aller on the floor. Lane is by L21. 33, M. Humbertow, 6'7" junior. That ball's brought in right there by Lane Spidell. Working the ball around. Back outside the arc in the ballgame for Tipton is 20. Nasser. Nasser brings the ball in. 5'8". Couple more. Bring it back out top. He tipped away. Nasser picks up the loose ball. Top of the basketball. Triple threat available. His dribble right. Spin move. And all he'll go down low to Gavin Hare. Nasser's a bit behind him. It's finally picked up. The Blue Devils, they go outside the arc, long off the rim. Wouldn't go. 3-point land. That was Aller. Rebound landed Spidell. We get back out top. Gavin Hare. 35 on the game clock. The right side bounce pass. Nasser. Nasser on the dribble. Working right there. It's Nick Nasser. They'll get the ball back from Gavin Hare. Pass down the paint. Find right there in the paint. That was Humrichaus. Sam Humrichaus. It's junior. Foul's going to be whistled. He's only the second foul here in the quarter on Clinton Prairie. A couple of more are going to check in. The Blue Devils. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. And one Landon Spidell going to take a breather. And the ball game is 40. Ace Clark. Take that back. That's probably Grayson Falls, a 6'8 freshman. Tipped away in the front court, picked up there by Clinton Prairie. Also in the ballgame for Tipton. Right there, 22. 1:13 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Alex Dean. He'll work it back, 20. That's Nick Ewing. Back to Alex Dean. He'll dribble across the circle. It's going to be a blocking foul. Trying to set up, trying to get the charge. Blue Devils. And pick up the foul. Oh, 6 left. They're going to inbound the basketball. Left the bucket on the baseline. Got a shot in the paint. Going to be a foul with them. Hard to the hoop there for the Gophers. Right there, 24. They go to the foul stripe. Shooting foul. Gophers. He'll get 2. Oh, 4 on the game clock. Shot. Rims around, falls in. Drags the torch from each of the 4 on the court. And Prairie. 26-46. No 4 left. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Fight for the board, picking it up. That's Grayson with falls. 6-8. Number 40. Come back around and go right side. Hungry couch. Out top, all of them. They're working down low. Of loose. Set by Clinton Prairie. 48 seconds left. Fourth quarter. To the timeline, Alex Dean. Dean will work the basketball on the right side. Dribble there is Nick Ewing. To get it back to Dean. Set a screen right there. Clinton Prairie. It'll be a reach in. Humrick House. Playing good defense. Going to be off the Humrick House. Ball's going to stay in the front court with Clinton Prairie. Up to the bucket on the baseline. 3.5 seconds left to work it in. Reach in there. Aller tied him up. And they're going to call a block shot. Came down with the basketball, so that's a block shot. Alternate possession arrow. Sam Humrickhouse making it difficult for that shot. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Tipton. 25 seconds left. In the front court, Aller looks at right side with the basketball. Master counts to Peyton Aller. Aller out top. At left side with the basketball. Scored skip pass. Nasser. That's Nick Nasser. Get a right side and the back left side. Back pedal dribble. It's left here in the ballgame. Gonna pick up the basketball. And clock is gonna expire. And that's gonna be the ballgame. 32 minutes gone by. Quarters. Final score. Tipton Blue Devils. 36. And Prairie Gophers. 36. Thank you for tuning in. We'll miss it. 3:30 game has been canceled. It's going to be a 30 ball game, Carroll and Fountain Central. Check the website. Tomorrow's first game will be available on putmeinsports.com. Even though it may not have the time listed, if you know the time listed, you're welcome to tune in or you can listen. Demand later. I will remind you, Clinton Prairie Gophers. This game after this tournament, Clinton Prairie will travel to Northwestern out with the Tigers. That'll be Saturday, January 6th. 5 and 7:30, January 6th. Big monumental day in the United States. I mean, anyway, Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, their next game was supposed to be tomorrow at 11:45. It would have been Western or Clinton Central. Check the website. You tune in when you know what time the game is. You're welcome to listen. Thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. She's actually doing it from her place of business on this work day. And we're thankful for that. And till tomorrow, thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching. In the learning. Let him go. Dear Burns.